Well, joining us in studio today, he played in the MLB for the Toronto Blue Jays, the Minnesota Twins, the Seattle Mariners. He's also competed for Canada in the national baseball team, made his MLB debut, and earned the win, scoring 8 1/3 scoreless innings against the Kansas City Royals. And he had just 4 hits that game and struck out 2. And then in your second career start, threw his first complete game and shut out the Cleveland Indians 3-0, only giving up 2 hits, no walks, and striking out 2 batters. And he is now the pitching coach of the Saskatoon Berries Western Canadian Baseball League team. It's none other than Andrew Albers in studio. How are you doing, Andrew?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
You know what? I'm so excited to get the chance to talk to you. I've followed your career throughout all of it and your trip down into the majors and everything else, so I'm starstruck here today. Andrew, are you sure we can't put you back out on the mound to pitch for the Berries? They don't let you do that?
Oh, unfortunately, I don't have any college eligibility left, so I think that's a no-go for me.
Oh.
And the arm, I think it's had enough, so it's time to transition, I guess, into the next phase.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's talk a little bit about the interesting fact is that, and maybe not a lot of people know this, you are actually with the Saskatoon Yellow Jackets way back in the mid-2000s, so this is a bit of a homecoming for you.
Yeah, it's funny how things kind of come full circle at times, and played with the Yellow Jackets back in 2004. Todd Plaxton was the manager and coach and everything else for that team back then, and had a really good experience. It was kind of my first experience against college players and in a wood bat league, and it went pretty well and kind of was a stepping stone for me going to university the next year.
Well, let's talk about these Berries. What can we expect from our pitchers on the team this year? Are we throwing gas? Are we kind of more painting the corners and throwing in some wicked curveballs, or is it a mix of everything? What do we got?
Well, I think the big thing is we're going to have to attack the strike zone. We're going to have to get ahead, and we're going to have to continue to pound the zone and make guys beat us. You know, as long as we don't beat ourselves, we'll have a chance. We seems like we have a good group of guys. Only met him a few days ago. Haven't gotten to see him throw a lot. So, you know, a lot of opportunities out there for guys that that take the reins and want to take advantage of them. And we'll kind of see how it goes and figure it out from there.
And this is kind of your first sort of coaching gig as it is. So what is it like transitioning from being a player now to being a coach?
Yeah, I think being fortunate enough to get to play as long as I did and getting to go through from that stage of being a rookie to being an older guy and trying to mentor some guys my last couple years, it's kind of a natural transition. Again, it's all about building relationships with your players and getting them to trust the fact that you're there for them and that you want to help them get better. And if you can do that, you know, hopefully you can give them some advice or give them some tips that can help them improve their game. And if you've done that, you've done your job. So that's kind of just what I'm hoping for this summer is again, building good relationships with these guys and trying to help them on their journey.
Right on. Now we've got the home opener. Of course, it is coming up next week, and you guys start off the season in Regina this weekend. What do you think the atmosphere is going to be like? I know we haven't been to a game yet, and we haven't been to a game at Cairns Field for a while, but how do you think that atmosphere is going to be, especially on the home opener?
Oh, I think the home opener is going to be outstanding. I think it's sold out. The auto group behind the Berries here has done an unbelievable job marketing it. It sounds like there's a lot of excitement in the city. People are looking forward to coming out to the ballpark again and supporting the Berries, and I think it's just going to be outstanding. I hope the atmosphere is great. And again, if we can provide that good atmosphere and give them good baseball to watch, I think people are going to really come out and support us and have a good time doing it.
And we talked about good baseball. I mean, the Western Canadian Baseball League team, this really is some premier players right here in Canada.
Yeah, we've got some really good players. I mean, we got a lot of guys come down from the southern states as well, and then we have a lot of local products that had really good collegiate seasons, and it's going to be exciting to watch them get to play in front of their hometown friends and family and a crowd like that. I think we've got 5 or 6 guys that are right from Saskatoon here, so names that people probably know. Our entire outfield, Saskatchewan, we got Nolan Sparks and Peyton McCarg and Carter Beck and then Oakland Fladell and Corey Waters is at first and Ultraway, I believe, on the mound. And so it's great to have those local guys here and have people come out and support them and great for them to get to play in front of really their hometown fans.
Absolutely. Well, best of luck on the season. I hope the Berries make it to the playoffs. I hope they win it all. You never know what to expect, especially with a brand new team right here in Saskatoon. But it's great to have you in studio. And you guys will look good out there with those brand new jerseys. So good luck, Andrew.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.